Thomas talked about wanting to know about what had happened to our culture in the past. That's very important, but I think it's also important that the other side of the coin, if you will, the white community know as well. Because I fear that what will happen is many of these things will be denied inside the closed doors of the homes to say, it wasn't really that way. You know, they are like this and blah, 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 blah. So it is important that the 1898 experience be taught in the schools of Wilmington, and it is important that it be taught with emphasis on the fact that this is true. This is what happened, so that when you go home, mommy and daddy can't say to you, nah, that didn't happen. You know how they are. And those things do and will go on unless we push to make sure in the school systems that the young white children understand, as well as the young black children, what America really is and was all about. And together, we will try and continue to try and try again to get all of this behind us and go forward so that other nations can't criticize us when we talk about human rights. And we have been the worst perpetrators of ill human rights on the face of the modern earth. Where else in the 1800s was one race of people enslaved by another? But we are America, and we talk about what a wonderful place we are. We're trying, but we got a long way to go. And we must ensure that every American child understands the total truth about our history.
Do you think that we're going to be able to discuss the history of 1898 when we're having just a difficult time just discussing black history in our school systems? That's not widely accepted. You know?
Once we get all of black history incorporated, then hopefully at some point American history will be taught, and we won't need to have a Black History Month, because we as black citizens will see as children what we did. So we won't feel slighted anymore. We will not have been slighted. We will see that we are a part of America. Now, how will we know when all this happens? I have formulated within my own mind the opinion of when you go to a city and you drive through a neighborhood, you can't tell who lives there by the condition of the houses in the neighborhood. We can say this is an economically deprived neighborhood, but we can't say this is a black neighborhood. But now you can. So once we get to that point through education, then we'll say America is where it's trying to go. And this kind of thing will help us get there if we tell it like it is and have everybody understand it's true.
There's a correlation between the feminist movement and what's happened to blacks. Nobody gives up power. You've got to take it from them.
Yeah.
When everything's expanding and there's more jobs, they'll bring us in. And when things start collapsing, it's always historically been the white men who were left standing. And the rest of us got pushed out because there was no room for us. You have to take power. Nobody will ever give it up.
I think one of the things about the power thing is that I think that was the misconception of the civil rights movement, that blacks were seeking power over white people. What we were actually seeking, what we were trying to get the United States to face up to, was to the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. It says that all men are created equal. And that's what we were trying to get the United States to live up to that code, that principle, that all human beings treat us like human beings. That's all we were asking for. We weren't so much concerned about sitting next to white people in the restaurant, on the bus.
In the bus, anywhere.
We were concerned about being treated as human beings. Still, we're concerned about that. So power, in its that raw term, that raw word, you know, is a little bit off the mark for black people. Maybe for the feminist movement. But black people were trying to just be treated as human beings. Just that simple.
Alex Manley's point of view when I was hearing that. That's what I heard him trying to do. And I mean, to me, what he did was tell the truth, and that's what started all the trouble. I mean, that's what he was. Well, no, I mean, a lot of times people don't want to hear the truth, but that's what he did. I mean, he had the guts to tell the truth, and he was just trying to do what Lloyd was saying, in my opinion.
And see, now I was saying it, and telling the truth, like we look at the things that we don't want to address, like the county commissioners, all white, that's racism. Board of Education, all whites, that's racism. But we kind of skate across that, and the people of access, may they be black or white, don't want to address that. It's racist. And the only way we're going to get beyond it is to say, hey, we need to change it. But whites got to accept that as being unfair and not right. And that's one of the most difficult challenges that I believe most whites don't want to accept that.